Hello, we are continuing to deliver the lectures on the ethno-sociology, and today we are going to speak about post-society. In the previous lectures, we observed different stages of the ethnic society, from the purest and simplest forms of the ethnos through people's form of social organization, traditional society with social stratification. After that, second derivative of the ethnos identified by us in the national society, national statehood, and the last lecture was dedicated to the civil society, post-national society, and global society, based uniquely on the individual identity. It seems that we have arrived logically, if not historically, because we are living precisely in the moment of the final transition from the national identity to the global society, so to the absolutization of the individual identity. But theoretically, logically, we arrived to the final point. So we have considered any possibility of the social identity from the ethnic, collective and organic up to the individual identity. It seems that we have exhausted all possible choices of the identity. But we could theoretically transcend the limits of the global liberal and civil society and to look forward beyond the borders of this society that is not yet fully realized in the reality. So we could think something other, something beyond what is going on. We could consider, for example, the creation of global society as accomplished fact instead of the consideration that it is not fully accomplished, but we could recognize that it is something that should be done in some time. But we could also to ask, what else? Well, can we make a new step beyond the frame of the global society based on exclusively on the individual identity? So we have postmodernist doctrines and philosophical constructions that theoretically think about what else could we imagine after the final victory of the bourgeois civilization that is becoming global, universal, and the only one in the earth. So, what next? What next? So, this is no more than theoretical construction, but we could also call that a fourth derivative of the ethnos. So what is a society that we could count as fourth derivative of the ethnos? So if global society is based on the individual identity, so the next step, logically, if we consider the main direction of the involution of the identity and the ethno-sociological vision of the historic process, so we could call it approximately as post-society. So after global society, based on the individual identity, should logically follow, or could logically follow, post-society and continuing the idea of the involution that should be society or post-society based on the post-individual identity. But what could be this post-individual identity, where not only any kind of collective identity is overcome, and now the individual identity should be also overcome. So it is a kind of destruction of the individual as normative unit, precisely in the manner as precedent identities were destroyed by the process of the involution. So we have told in the last lecture that in the global civil society, the individual accepts on himself, individual accepts the burden of the society, of the ethnos. Individual becomes ethnic unit, but he represents the whole ethnos. One individual, one ethnos. One individual, one society. One individual, one whole. Not a part of something, but unit is absolutely self-sufficient and sovereign. That is a concept of sovereign individual that is autosufficient in any senses, precisely as the ethnic society or traditional society were considered to be autosufficient, or nation statehood was considered also to be autosufficient in the previous historic stages. So the individual in the third derivative, in the stage of the third derivative of the ethnos, was considered precisely as autosufficient as ethnos, the people or nation, were before these ethno-sociological state. So if we continue, if we prolong the same attitude beyond the limits of the individual, but not outside of individual, but inside of the individual, we could consider individual to be nothing more than concept. The concept, social concept, or socially imposed identity, that also presupposes a kind of agglomeration of different parts and its hierarchy. For example, we consider the brain as a kind of ruler of the individual. We consider normative individual as rational entity. And we consider that feelings or emotions should be ruled by the brain, by the rationality. And so the body should follow the orders of the brain. So we could consider the individual with its body, in its with its brain, with its heart, with its different function and organs of the body, a kind of empire, a kind of society, a kind of state, a kind of collective organization with clear social stratification, because the brain is above and the body or sexual impulses are beneath, under the pressure from the highest instances in its in this organization. So we are dealing with an image of the traditional or national or ethnic society, the individual as a final point of involution of the society conserves many important features from the previous kinds of identities, and they become inner hierarchies, but before they were external. So individual is liberated from the external hierarchies and interiorizes these hierarchies inside of himself. So it is very paradoxical conclusion. Individual is completely free from the society in the global civil society, from the other. He is given to himself. He is completely, he is considered normatively completely autosufficient. He is completely free. But being completely free from the external obstacles or external instances that should dictate to him what is good or what is bad, what is higher and what is lower, what is possible, what is prohibited, it is all right with that. But finally, being alone, being at its own disposition, he discovers that this same situation of the hierarchy, of the rule, of the dictatorship, is repeated on the microcosmical level. So individual becomes a kind of hierarchical, traditional, or maybe totalitarian or authoritarian state. So he is free from the external limits and rulers, but now he discovers that the ruler and the king and the oppressor and the dictator and the authoritarian ruler, the king, is inside of himself. So the brain, it's a kind of junta, a kind of politburo, a kind of leaders or bosses of National Socialist Party that have taken power over the whole population of the individual as a kind of new land, new discovered land. And these authoritarian instance tries to dictate what is good and what is bad, what is highest and what is lowest. So the situation is repeated, and the freedom gained by individual in the course of the historic involution becomes also a kind of slavery, new kind of slavery, a new kind of dictatorship. That is first conclusion of the post modernist attitude to individual. And the logical solution of that is two. free, liberate individual from the individual. So we should come to concept, new concept of the individual, not individual, individual. Individual in Latin means something that could not be separated, could not be divided. But individual is something that could be divided. So, for example, when we discover in the classical physics subatomic level, from etymological point of view, it is a kind of contradiction, because the atom in Greek is something that we could not divide. If we have something subatomic, that means directly that atom is not atom. Individual is not anymore individual if we could divide it. If it is individual, so it is a completely different entity. And if we consider individual to be hidden individual, so if we could recognize the existing of sub-individual entity, we could logically continue the process of involution and claim the freedom to these sub-individual units and try to defend the rights, not of human rights anymore, but subhuman rights. The rights of the parts of the individual to be free from the brain, from the highest level of the organism, and the freedom of the desires, the freedom for the body, the freedom for the physiological feelings, and the possibility to behave of different part of the body as they wish. For example, now our hands, or our eyes, or our legs, and the other organs are completely in the slavery of the brain. They are slaves of the brain, and it is not absolutely democratic organization of the body or the individual. It's a kind of dictatorship. Dictatorship when the only one part of the body, the brain, dictates to the other parts what is good or what is bad, what they should do or what they shouldn't. So that is completely in unjust way to be free, because this is limited freedom. That is a freedom in some limits and under control of some hierarchical instance. So the idea of the post-society is based on the creation of something individual. When, for example, we could exchange different organs between the kind of market of organs, for example, exchange real hands against artificial hands because it could grasp better, for example, or we could exchange the eye that is human eye is not so performant as, for example, the eyes of different species of some eagles, for example. They see better. Or for example, if you exchange human eyes against the eye of the owl, you could see in the night. So you could enlarge your possibility, and also you could obviously exchange the bad organ or insane organ, ill organ against the new one. So obtaining a new possibility, and maybe you could divide genome of the future human being, and to improve something inside of that, you could make artificial entities that will be free from this repetition of the same body form, of the same psychic organization of the people. You could enlarge the possibility of the life, precisely. And so you could liberate the body from dictatorship of the brain and claim for democracy of the organs. The different organs could create a kind of parliament of the body and to take decision together, not relying on the will of the brain. The brain could be in error. So we need a testimonies of and the ideas of the other participant of the human constitution, and so on. So there is idea of transhumanist perspective, where we could imagine cyborg, the clones, the genetic engineering, improve the idea to improve the nature of human species. It is obvious that the such form as gender, for example, is becoming obsolete. You could choose your gender whenever you want, and in any sense, you could undergo different kind of sexual operation, changing the gender any time when you are tired from being woman or man. So it is completely optional, but it is not only last definition or last limit of the individual, because the fact to belong to the human species also is a kind of collective identity. That, and we should liberate individual from the belonging to the only one species, human. So the idea is to liberate individual from itself, from gender, from humanity, and from the idea of unchangeable, constant nature of the individual. So we could suggest a kind of genetical experiments to enlarge, to create, for example, different species from the individual, human individual, post-human species, including chimeras, kind of mermaids, and the satyrs, silens, and different imaginable giants, ketakanheiros, hundred hands beings mentioned in the ancient Greek mythology. So this kind of the post-society could be regarded as the fourth derivative of ethnos, when we go one step further from the purely individualistic identity. This post-society or this society, as French writer Genereux has called it, this society, because society presupposes a kind of association, unification, integration of the elements. And this society is a kind of possibility to dissociate any kind of association, dissociate organic or historic or artificial state identities, collective identities, but also this society in the sense to dissociate the parts of the human organism from themselves, to divide them and to exchange or develop or make a progress in the genome. So that is theoretical perspective, how we could use ethno-sociology beyond the limits of the global society. It's purely conceptual construction, this kind of fourth identity, fourth derivative of the ethnos. But if we regard philosophical development and achievement of postmodernism, and if we consider the successes of the scientists in the field of the biology, of genetic, of new kind of physiological researches, and also some artistic creation, for example, of the films of Quentin Tarantino, where there are different post-human entities and units acting with the more or less common classical human units, but where the human units are losing their normal codes of behavior, becoming more and more crazy, more and more drug addicts, and transforming little by little something other than human. So, on the artistic way, on the biological way, on the scientific way, on the philosophical way, we could dream the possibility of the creation of such post-society is not so distant, not so far from us. If we are making the reality check, we are in the transitional stage from the national society toward global civil society, that is process of globalization, but the next step is already more or less near to us. It's not so far, and after the global society, we could imagine the horizons of the post-society that will mean the end of the man and the kind of post-human or post-individual, post-society. So it is a kind of something that awaits us in the near future. So, in this situation, if we consider from the ethno-sociologic point of view these artificial construction of post-society, we could say that the identification and the equation between individual and the individual-based civil society with the ethnos up to the certain limits is valid here in the consideration of the possibility of the shift to the post-individual, post-society, because there, in this shift, in this change from the individual identity toward post-individual, individual identity, there will repeat the same process that was the main meaning of the transformation from ethnic society to the individualistic civil society. So, ethnos being divided, split, and being involved in the only involuted in the one individual unit, that was the meaning of the historical creation of the derivatives of the ethnos during the known history. And new history, new page of the history, social history, will be repetition of the same process, but on the basis of the destruction reconstruction of the individual. But that is purely futuristic and logical and theoretical construction that is already previsible in some particular branches of modern science, modern philosophy, and modern culture. But here we have reached the limits of our discipline, ethnosociology. Describing, we have described more or less all the possible kind of society where the ethnosociological methods is applicable and could give important scientific results to study these societies from ethnosociological point of view.
Now we at the end of the course, and we see how the human society was developing through the main stages you described. But and we see that we, if we look at the current state of the human society, we are staying at the intermediate position between the nation state and the global state, and the global union, global society. But so if we look, we see that the structures of nation is still living now, and if we call it so, the nation agenda is still in life. But if we do so, can we say if we regard this as the normal thing that the traditional nation is already in the past and the ethnic society already in the past, their agendas are they are already dead. So we have to do only with nation agenda and the global agenda. Is this right or so?
Completely right. There are only two agendas, national agenda and globalist agenda. But what is important? Very important, the sense or the meaning of the nation. The nation was created artificially to hold together the elements. They have nothing to do with each other, normally, completely dispersed and completely autonomous elements. And also, the nation, in the liberal sense, the meaning of the nation, was designed to prepare these individual units to live by themselves, to educate them to be individual. So the citizenship, civil society, has its origin in the national society, because the national society was the first matrix for education of the wholly developed individual identity. So national agenda is working now only because this process is not considered to be finished. So there is something, the rests of ethnic identity, the rests of religious, of people's identity, that are not transformed enough in the individual identities. For example, in India, in China, in Arab world, in the third world, they are living the millions and the millions, billions of people who have not individual identity. They are member of the national statehood, but they are normatively, legally considered to be individuals by the law, but they lack their fully developed individualities. They are not yet civil enough to be considered really individuals. So it is a kind of delay in the agenda of the enlightenment of the national statehood, and that is delay before coming to the global society. That is precisely what Francis Fukuyama affirms in his last writings, that we could not dismiss today the national states because they didn't finish, didn't fulfill enough their task, their goal, because we are living in the national states with the identical with the individual identity, but it is a kind of normative and formal definition, and in majority of the modern society there is no enough elements of the civil society. So we could not destroy nations today. Precisely, it is the opposite to what Fukuyama himself affirmed in the 90s, because after reconsidering what we have today, after making reality check, he had himself discovered that many national society, modern society, are not modern, not democratic, and there is a considerable, huge lack of individual identity, fully accepted and developed and responsible in these societies. So, national society exists. And national agenda exists only because the work, the great work of the preparation of the civil society on the global scale is not finished yet. And the other aspect of your question, what the ethnic or people's agenda, there is ethnos. There is ethnic society, there are ethnic society today, they exist, as well as they exist the institution of the traditional society, pre-modern society, for example, religious society or ethnic group or stratificated socially societies. All that exists. And all that is not it is not changed from the pre-modern situation. So national society, national state has a big deal of work in front of it, above all in the non-European area and zones of the world, to transform its population in the sense of the civil right, individual consciousness, and so on. And that is the reason why we will not have a global government, world government, in the nearest future. So this work is not fulfilled yet. So that is the reason why we have really national agenda, and we have also global agenda, because in a certain part of the world, in the United States of America, in Western Europe, this process of the creation of the civil society are more or less finished. So we have civil society in the Western parts of the world, and this society, civil society, could not develop by other way than by expanding itself on the global scale, because the next step is globalization of this situation. That is precisely where the clash of civilizations appears on the global scale, because civilizations is something that is different from Western civilization, and it is a kind of the society in delay, precisely of their transformation in the transformation in the sense of creation of normally or Western type modern nations with the individual identities. So the civilization represents a kind of challenge to globalization.
But if we see these two processes, the globalization and the work of nation today that still have something to do with all these ethnic communities and common agenda of the religion societies, so we can see some kind of desynchronization, because the global agenda tells us that the nation is something artificial, something that has to be put in the past or thrown away because it has own limits that must be overcome. But the communities is an object of the nation work with collective identity that must be destroyed for the nation, are looking for this criticizing of the nation. And they don't believe in the nation at all today, and their own ethnic groups are much more stronger in the nation state, for example in the France, in the European Union, because even the nation state it's today looks not so solid because of this so it's this desynchronization.
I agree completely with that, and I think that we are dealing with the a kind of sociological abstractions. So the Western society in itself has reached the kind of creation of civil society. In the next step for the Western society is global society. So it is logical, because all that is more or less empirically evident in the Western society. But dealing with the different types of society through immigration, through presence of ethnic or national society of non-European type inside of Western society creates a problem, because theoretically in the West there is no more ethnic, religious tradition or national identity, only civil society, only individual identity, only ideology of the human rights, that it's kind of individualist global identity. And that is a kind of norm of political correctness accepted in the Western society as something taken for granted. So as something existing, and that is really exist. But the Western society considered to be universal. So what is achieved here, it should be achieved elsewhere. So the idea is that any other society should repeat Western way or in the history. So for the representatives of the other cultures and civilization is strongly recommended to repeat swiftly European or Western example, follow with example and repeat the same experience. And the conservation of ethnic identity or traditional religious identity is regarded as an obstacle, as a kind of some delay in this process, and not the challenge. So it is considered to something that should be improved, but they shouldn't insist, because it's so obvious that human identity is the individual one, that everybody is invited to take it as an axiom, to take it as something as a global and absolute truth. So the existence of persistent group of population inside of Europe, or organized on ethnic or religious principles, is a kind of nonsense for European. They could not understand, they could not recognize its existence, because there could not be ethnic identity in the so high developed European society. It could not be. It's something that could not be. It is unimaginable. It is a kind of dream. It's a kind of dream time. So ethnos or religious identity should be exclusively individual affair and not collective affair. And that is the law of the Western society. And it is so obvious for the Westerners that they could not imagine something who think otherwise. If someone thinks otherwise, he doesn't think at all, but he should. There is a presumption. So there is a kind of nonsense that should not be attacked or taken in consideration, precisely because it's something devoid of the sense. So ethos doesn't exist. The ethos is purely artificial creations for the European in the modernity. They don't recognize the ethnic identity as something organic. In present conditions, it is important to stress it, in present conditions, there could not be ethnic identity. Maybe in the past that was different. So this negation to recognize the existence of problem creates more and more problem, because ethnic identities and the people's identity in the non-European societies exists and still exists and continues to exist. So that creates conceptual anomaly, something, the kind of the gap between normative state of think, the things as they should be, and the realistic way of think, how they are. And they are in the way they could not be theoretically for the Europeans. So that really creates a kind of desynchronization, as you have put it, in this sense. And that is the reason why ethnosociology is so important, to understand this delay, this difference between society. Because if we accept ethnosociology as the relevant and important method to study ethnic process, national process, the processes of the peoples of traditional society that are contemporary to us, not only in the history, but that are contemporary and that continue to develop in our situation, we could understand better the world we are living in.